Greetings, adventurers! This is the podcast called Greetings, Adventurers. I am your co-host today, Tim Lanning. And joining me, as always, is Mike Bachman.
I want to dispel a lot of rumors that have been said about me, by me, and I actually love physics.
Okay. Jennifer Cheek.
Hello, everyone. Personally, I fucking love science.
And last but certainly not least, Pat, physics is made up, Edwards.
Yeah, I hate science, especially science fiction. It's the worst.
It sucks.
Yet again, doing an inside joke from twitch.tv/geeklyinc, where we stream every single Tuesday at around 8:45 p.m. Come here to get the jokes, baby.
Okay.
So here we are. We're part two of the Songs of Chaos Dragon Adventure. Part one was a whole lot of fun. Now, though, in the episode description is a Kickstarter link for the actual Kickstarter. Use that link, we get a kissy, hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored. We get a little bit of affiliate bucks.
Love affiliate bucks. My favorite kind of bucks.
Patrick, I didn't like saying that. Pat Edwards, thank you for being here. Can you take us away on our mythical dragon adventure?
Previously on Songs of Chaos.
This world is a world made up of smaller kingdoms. One thing they all are allied on is they hate the Scourge. The Scourge sucks. The Scourge is this unknowable horde swarm of undead insectoid monsters. To combat this threat, there is something called the Order. The Order is the sort of organization of dragon riders. They kind of regulate it. It's very political, very bureaucratic, and it pairs humans with newborn dragons. And we're going to open, and you have chartered passage on a boat called the Dauntless Barge. It's a very, very large ship with a lot of deck space that has transferred dragon riders before in the past. So
large barge.
Are you you getting fresh with me?
Depends. Are you enjoying the freshness?
I can't drink that stuff. I only eat steamed buns. Isn't that right, Terramon?
That's right, Shizumi.
But I'm a boy, so I'm like a little boy, so I'm not horny yet.
I'm not horny.
They call it Sailor's Tomb.
Tegan, you're so silly. You know it's tomb, right?
No, what? No, I wouldn't go on a boat somewhere with a tomb. Gross.
It's where we're all gonna die.
Oh, jeez.
May our pockets be lined with gold, mine at least, because I'm gonna fleece you in the night.
I love music. Isn't that right, Terramon?
Yeah, you love music.
And then they climb, and they don't like sit. They kind of like slither onto the deck. It's a undead merperson.
Nothing like a Pokemon. I agree to this.
What does Naharine do in the face of these undead horrors?
I don't think it's very nice to call them that.
And you're going there because you were hoping, you had heard your clues that led you that one of the magistrates of the city might know something about, or say you found a talisman with a weird symbol on it at the scene of Hester's murder. And there's like carts and stalls and encampments along the path up to the city, and it's just like a shit ton of people.
This is a hot spot. I mean, I think we gotta get off the boat, right?
As you pull in, there is a uniformed, like a military uniformed individual on the dock where the ramp would come down, kind of waiting there, and the person next to them wearing professional clothes with a clipboard. And he sees you talk to your dragon, send him off flying, and kind of waves to you to come down.
I do it.
We need your names and your team name for the Ridgefall Relay, the dragon race that you're here to... I mean, why else would you be here with dragon?
My dragon's name is Lightning McQueen.
Mm-hmm. I need a team name for the race.
Disney's Cars.
We're going to jump right into the race because I'm excited for this.
Shit.
The Ridgefall Relay, because you got there, you are the last team to arrive, and like hurry, you need to get over to the starting line. Unfortunately, there's four legs to the race, but one of you is gonna have to pull double duty because poor Naharine
yeah.
shouldn't have eaten the crab cakes made from the undead zombie crab.
Try to stop her.
Yeah.
So she and her dragon Susan have got
exploded.
Yeah, their guts are on fire right now.
I have to assume that Susan is like stretching out her wings to like shelter Naharine, like while just kind of, she's just like shitting her brains out somewhere
over the board of the boat.
The boat, yeah, exactly.
Get off
yeah,
my
her,
boat, please.
She's got her ass hanging off the side.
Why does the plank have a hole in the end?
So here is the format of the Ridgefall Relay. We got four legs. There's four different terrains. This town, the city is very interesting because it has four different types of terrain bordering it on each side. On one side, you've got a big mountain. It's on, up against a mountain cliff face. On the opposite side of that is the sea, the ocean. It's high on some rocky cliffs. That's the way you got here. And then toward the south, where you all landed, is this big swath of flatlands, of prairie. And then on the last remaining side is actually a big canyon, a chasm, with that kind of cuts a winding crescent path. And there's lots of pillars of like red rock that stick up throughout it. So the four segments of the race are, it starts at the canyon and certain pillars are marked with brightly colored rope that have been wrapped around it. And the dragon rider, so all dragon riders, whoever starts, you're going to get a baton. You get a big baton with ribbons on the end. You're going to have to pass that to your teammates. It's a relay race. Your dragon, you're going to ride your dragon through the canyon, weaving around the pillars. And so you get out of the canyon to pass the baton to your next teammate. That teammate will fly down low over the surface of the ocean where the waves are very tumultuous and splashing against the rocks. And there's a series of horizontal logs that have been set up on like an A-frame, and some are higher, some are lower, and you kind of have to go over the high ones, under the low ones, and the low ones are so low, you're going to be partially submerged under the water when you go under them. Third segment of the race is called the battlefield. A number of four different, like, big bales of hay that have been painted to look like scourge monsters, these bug monsters. You have to essentially destroy or incapacitate each one of them before moving on to the final leg, which is just a sprint up the side of the mountain toward a spot high up. The wrinkle on that one is that the chief magistrate of the town, Selic, he is a retired dragon rider, and his dragon, Frolok, is an ice dragon who's going to be chilling up at the mountain near the final point and just hurling ice, shards of ice spells down at y'all as you try to fly up the mountain.
Damn.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There are three other teens.
Uh-oh.
That step forward. You see everyone's getting ready at the beginning. A really foppish looking gentleman and with long tuxedo tails and a curly mustache steps up and is like,
I like your style.
Now presenting Team Coldfire.
And you see these four dragons and four humans walk forward. It's very obvious very quickly. Two of the dragons are ice dragons and two are fire dragons. The two ice dragons are, one is a paler blue, one is a darker. The fire dragons, one is a deep purple, one is a brilliant crimson.
Ooh.
And the humans are all wearing matching uniforms that are red and blue. And they are just like incredibly well tailored. They're incredibly sleek. They all have very like no expression model faces on right now. Just like looking
damn
very cool. They're all like in perfect, impeccable shape. Very like that thin fit. Not like beefy athletic, just like very like svelte.
Yeah.
And they're all just kind of like striking poses with crazy sharp jawlines and just kind of...
Watch out! They have dragons!
We have dragons.
That's right!
You forgot about me.
Wait, whose dragon is that? Is that Terramon?
I told you before, Terramon does not like it when you do his voice.
Stop doing that! Stop doing what?
And now presenting Team...
Team Hot Ice.
Wet Rock!
That's gonna be pissed because we guessed it.
It's Team Hot Frost, okay?
Team Icy Hot.
Presenting Team Elevated Existence.
Oh,
and you see two emerald and two copper mystic dragons come forward, and then four humans that are all... They all have very long hair. They're all wearing like kind of thick, it's like robes, but they're like a hempish sweater material.
The two
emerald riders have very long pipes they're smoking on. The two mystic riders might be sleeping, might be taking naps or meditating. I don't know. They're sitting down on the ground. And then the aura says, and presenting Team Breath of Justice.
That's a good name. We should change our name to that.
Pompous.
You all feel like a presence behind you, actually? Like someone steps up behind you?
Wait, we all, someone steps up behind
like
all
you
of
feel
us?
Like, you feel like, you know, there's just that otherworldly sense of like someone has kind of gotten into your, stepped up kind of in your orbit.
I stand perfectly still.
I do
still.
Like the anime gasp where my hair kind of like flows, you know, from the popping up behind.
I feel like Penelope definitely would sense it and turn her head.
So turning around, you see... An emerald dragon, standing in front of the emerald dragon, is a young boy, a little thick built, wearing goggles with a bright green mullet. You see a pale lunar dragon with a tall, lean, statuesque woman wearing a military uniform.
Okay.
Okay.
You see a copper mystic dragon with a little patina on it with a young man who's wearing... bright colored silken flowing robes and like a bluish teal coif of hair, perfectly styled.
I like their style.
Grinding my teeth.
And then you see a jet black storm dragon with a lithe, skinny young man with, he's got dark makeup under his eyes and his hair is kind of like hanging down his dark bangs over half of his face. And he's got a rolled up cigarette hanging out of the side of his mouth.
Well,
Pat, I feel like you saw my tweet about goggles today, and you're using that against me.
The tall woman in the military uniform kind of walks up and says, "You'll pay for stealing our shtick. We're coming for you today."
What shtick?
Why don't you reintroduce your characters and let us know who you are and what you look like?
Okay. I'm playing Tigan, something or other. Let me scroll up. Shut up. I was remembering the dragon's name. Tigan Brutigar with Silly Arxis of the Dream. I'm a lunar dragon rider, so I kind of have some paladin-ish vibes going, if it's the closest. So in the beta version, I have like a paladin character sheet with a special dragon friend. Skinny dragon with beautiful pale scales that seem to glow like a dark moon night.
Wow. I am playing Penelope Meyerfoot. I think that was the last name I decided on before. And she is humanoid, has slightly green skin. Her hair is dark, but with like some like turquoisey in it, like a shimmer to it. And then her dragon is named Oberon. He's a mystic dragon. He's like a coppery bronze color with the patina on it. So who is stealing whose vibe?
Yeah, Pat, this is very suspect.
The camera focuses on the dude with the goggles, and you hear a voiceover that says, "That's me. No, not him. The other one. You might be wondering how I got here. I'm Chizumi Kasaki, and here's my dragon, Terramon. I'm not going to tell you how I got here. Listen to the last episode."
I put my hand out to the military one and try to kiss their hand and offer my hand to be kissed, just trying to see what the vibe is.
She slaps you across the face.
Oh, hello to you too. Save it.
And sorry, and you said there's two mystic dragons on this team, or there was one?
No, there is. It is like a weird mirror universe of you all. There is
okay.
It is one
okay.
for one, and then the dark color, the dark dressed with the storm dragon, just kind of looks around. Only three of you?
Yes, our fourth ate some gross crap. Would you like some?
How pedestrian.
She's violently shitting!
It's not that big of a deal. She does it a lot. Hot girl Tommy and all.
So they, and then they turn their backs on you and take their place.
I like them.
And finally we have a last minute addition. Team checks clipboard. Disney's cares?
Close enough!
Yeah. Penelope's waving, like,
yeah.
Style.
I'm, like, dancing a little bit, and there's no music.
I want to point out, the crowd, various parts, like, sections of the crowd was cheering for each of the first three teams, and then it's just, like, dead fucking silent.
Yeah, we're doing the Always Sunny thing where they think they're doing awesome.
Yeah!
It's like, ugh! And, like, everyone's staring and hating them. That's what we're doing.
We're convinced that it's gonna be
us. Who's better than me? I am. That's right.
Whose goggles are bigger, Patrick?
What skill should we roll to see?
Leadership.
That's not a skill, Bachman. Should we Arcana? That's kind of the default artificer since they don't have like a.
Yeah, but my animal handling is higher. All right, Arcana's fine.
Okay.
Nat 20!
Let's go!
Chizume's goggles are bigger, significantly.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yes. I'm the protagonist still.
Can't see shit.
So I need you all to quick. Who's running what leg? Do you have Canyon? C. Blowing shit up in the battlefield, sprint up the mountain with ice shards falling down on you.
I think I want to take the C leg and perhaps the climb.
I think that you would be great at that, actually.
What about you, Chisame?
I say, put me on the battlefield!
That's what I was thinking!
And I give you a big hug. It does not quite feel like my character from last week, but it's been so long!
Penelope, floats forward, yeah. Her hair coming back. So then I shall take the first leg.
Yes. I don't have anything else to say.
So each leg of the race is you're going to make four skill checks. We're going to do it pretty quickly. And that's your dragon, how well they're doing at the sea. You as the rider get to make a few moves, though, for each check.
Okay.
One of which is you have the baton you're going to have to pass off, which is kind of like a staff almost, like a six-foot bow staff. You also are given a longbow with a quiver of arrows that are padded.
Why?
If a rider falls off their dragon, their team is disqualified. So here's what you can do as the rider when you're in your leg. You can try, if you get close, you can try to like use the baton to smack a rider. You can use the longbow to shoot a padded arrow to try and knock them off. You can use your magic, but the magic cannot be offensive magic.
Okay.
You cannot deal direct damage dealing magic. There are judges posted throughout.
So for instance, so damage dealing, I'm glad you said that phrase. Because what if, like, you just want to wipe their memory?
That's not damage, Pat. Pat, that's not damage. It's your fault. You invented it. It's your fault.
You can attempt it.
Okay.
You can try.
Because I have a spell.
Will I say it's possible? Yes. I'm going to say that certain spells like that are a little more complex.
Yeah.
Are harder to succeed, but I'm going to say yes, it is possible. You definitely have a chance to make that succeed.
Mm-hmm. Or if a lot of mine are kind of in this category, actually. So like one where it's like I create an illusion swirling mass in front of somebody.
You can absolutely do that. And it's probably going to happen to you at some point.
I have a +1 greatsword. Can I hit someone with it? That's not a spell.
No, you cannot use any martial weapons.
Okay, wow.
If I light something on fire and then that thing catches them on fire, that's indirect.
So true.
No, so like fire is a big, like fire, lightning, things that are like pure harm.
What if I push a big rock off a cliff on somebody?
Yeah, indirect, because you pushed the rock.
It's basically there are judges stationed throughout and they'll make judgment calls, but the result is basically it's pretty dire. It's either that's clean or you're just disqualified.
All right, gang, gather around. We clearly don't have a chance in hell to win this, but we could really use the scratch to find our dear dead mentor. So we're gonna have to cheat and cheat boldly. Don't get caught.
Of course, obviously.
Yeah, I think we should even help each other cheat.
I love that.
But
everybody take 5 banana peels. I brought lots.
No bananas? I could eat.
Don't eat them!
I know, they're peels, gross. But I want a banana now. Now that I know I can't, I'm hungry. No orange slices here? All right. Whatever your fucking character's name is, you're up first.
Oh, God.
Penelope.
Penelope!
Okay, so can we... Pat, I want to cheat. You know, I want to cheat, and I want to cheat boldly.
Okay.
How do we watch? Like,
are you just in the... Are there different stands, and then people go, like, different zones?
Well, you're going to need to be... Whoever... Who's taking the second leg is going to need to be positioned at the other end of the...
Oh, that's going to be hard to cheat.
Because it's a relay. That baton has to get passed.
Okay.
As in, you're gonna be making dexterity checks,
okay,
to make sure it's collectively the two people passing it off to make sure that you successfully don't drop that thing. Otherwise, you have to go get it.
Okay, so we all like kind of disperse
mm-hmm.
to our starting positions.
Now you could kind of fly up high and like you could see. It's like you could be like at the end of the and kind of fly up high enough to give yourself a vantage point.
But you're still pretty far away, so you probably can't cast any spells or anything.
What are the rules about casting beneficial magic on myself before the race starts?
Go for it.
Okay.
But if it's very obvious, I mean, some, you know, the other people at your leg could see that and maybe try to counter it or do their own.
Okay.
But go ahead.
You're doping.
No, go ahead. Anything again. As long as you're not damage dealing. They because it's one of those things where they also want to reward ingenuity.
Ah.
Yeah, how long would you say each leg is going to take? Because I've got a duration to think about.
I'm going to say because it's 4 rolls, so we'll say less than 30 seconds.
Pat, that's so fucking fast.
These are dragons. They're fast.
Yeah,
I'm so scared now.
I want to go behind. I want to go behind like a dumpster or like something, and then cast use force of nature to use dragon wings, a dragon, so I get flying speed.
So you also have dragon wings?
I think that's what it says on my sheet here.
You are supposed to remain mounted on your dragon for the whole race.
Will do.
It's like Crokinole rules. You need to have one butt cheek on the dragon at all times.
Okay. So, Jennifer, for your leg through the canyon, you are going to be making, and you can choose either acrobatics or athletics roll. Your choice to make. You're going to be making a skill check.
They're both bad for me. That's okay.
Oh, I read that wrong. It gives me dragon wings.
You the person, yes, that because your dragon has wings.
If I'm also like riding the dragon, but I'm flying hard forward and the dragon's flying hard forward, is there any additive bonus there?
I think so.
Well, as we've established, I love physics. Uh-huh.
Less drag, baby. Let's go.
I mean, I can see it actually maybe hindering things.
Shut up.
What are you doing? Yeah.
You frill out your wings like a fucking parachute to go shoot back.
Yeah, it's the mini parachute that comes out that's like, well, you're going to get fucked up. It'll help you not die.
The orator takes his place high up on a pedestal. It's cool. This is cool. So there's like the city proper and then the cliff. There's been like stands built into the cliff that like ascend to give people a vantage over all four segments. Oh, and it's just packed with people.
Oh, this is like the Boonta Classic.
Yeah. And the orator gets up and he's got like those like big conical horns that are going to like amplify. And he's like,
"Riders, on your marks. Get set. Race!"
Why was I like feeling like I was about to, like, I needed to quickly roll my dice? Like, you were gonna make me do it fast. Just like,
yeah, that's another thing. You gotta go quick.
Oh, shit! No.
All right, Jennifer, make me. I gotta do three here. First, make me an athletics or an acrobatics roll, and also tell me if you are gonna try anything.
Definitely gonna try something.
You get two attempts to basically for trickery per leg, okay? Because so sort of, you're going to roll four times per leg, and okay. You're going to get two attempts.
All right, so first... Oh! Well, Pat, I rolled a nat 20.
Oh, Pat, you suck.
Excellent, okay. Outside the first section of the... I'm going to change my mind. It's going to be three in between each roll, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you come out of the first part of this leg of first of four in first, ahead of the other three. So before you hit the second, so you're in front of all of them. Before you hit the second part, do you want to do anything? They're all behind you.
I do.
The subsequent legs, you will get bonuses to your rolls based on how good the people before you did, because it's like you would have a head start, right? Like,
oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Very good. So we're flying. We're having to like dodge back around the different pillars. So I would like to create with my simple illusion, let's say like a group. Can I like make like a like bats that looks like bats flying?
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make a little, what do you call a group of bats?
A murder.
I don't think so.
A gaggle.
A man.
A man of bats. That's definitely what it is. Yeah, I would like to make a slew of bats that are flapping around like.
Okay, let me roll to see if they like bind the illusion. Okay, the breath of justice, your mirrors fail hard, and the elevated existence fail. Coldfire, who is already in last, so they see through it, but so they're gonna have so. All right, great. So two of the teams are gonna have disadvantage on this next roll. So make me your next acrobatics or athletics roll for the next chunk here.
Okay, well I did less good that time. I got a four.
So at the halfway point of your leg, you are still in first. The other three have done a big shuffling, though. So Team Coldfire, who was in last, is now in second because they did not get fooled. Because of the disadvantage, the Team Breath of Justice and Team Elevated Existence got thrown off course. So now they're at the back of the pack. The Team Coldfire rider is going to fire a shot with a padded arrow at your back.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the arrows.
Freak you.
Oh, I'm going to assume that the 22 hits.
Yeah.
Hits what?
make me a dexterity saving throw. No, you can say you can do strength or dex, whichever is better.
That's a four. Jennifer. Yeah, I did bad that time.
If you're in first place, you do get advantage if it hits like in the back. Because it's like you're already holding on. Like, think if you're hunched over a dragon, like if something hits you in the back, it's like.
It's just kind of like dunk. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
It hits your bottom and you go, oof.
Okay, all right. If this dice rolls bad again, I'm going to switch to a different one.
Yeah.
There's probably like some like statistics like rule about whether or not you should switch dice at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, there's a video I should show you.
I got a 12 that time.
You hang on. It hits you. It hurts. Yes. You're going to have a bruise. Like, what a dick. Do you want to try anything?
Yeah, definitely do. I now would like to cast Hinder. which is I create an illusionary swirling mass of colors that loudly crackles and brightly flashes in front of a single target within range, and the target must succeed on an intelligence saving throw or become hindered.
Who are you?
The one right behind me.
That's Shasha?
Yeah.
This is the one that sees your mirror, by the way.
Oh, perfect. Wonderful.
And he got a 16. Did he succeed?
Yeah.
You know what? You did that illusion.
Yeah.
And they saw through it, and they were like, I'm on to you. They were like, I'm on to your tricks. I'm on to you.
I know what's going on here.
Yeah. They just barely succeed. They're like, I'm on to you. But you are still in first. Give me another roll.
That's an 11.
Unfortunately, Team Coldfire has overtaken you. You're still in second.
Okay.
I lied. That wasn't your mirror that was behind you. That was one of the, that was a fire dragon rider who's now in front of you. So you've got a fire dragon running in front of you. You're in second place.
Pat, how soon will I see them, you know, within 60 feet, give or take?
Did you fly up kind of high to get a vantage point, or are you down at your, like, official starting spot?
I fly up a little bit higher to get a vantage point, and then once it seems like they're getting close, I'm going to go back to
them. I'm going
to
say you can see them right now.
Okay.
But you are not in position. And there's one more roll. They have one more roll, okay. And then they're coming out of the cavern.
Got it. I'll head down. And
so, Team Coldfire, this deep purple dragon and this rider, super sleek. Oh, they're just like it's annoying. It's like they have a makeup artist too, like did their face and then just they're in the hairdresser, and they overtake you and they give you kind of a wink as they go past. Like, these fuckers. Unfortunately, they can't, because there's not really any fire powers that are non-lethal or non-damaging. Like,
yeah.
They're trying to really focus on picking up speed. The Emerald Rider, who's at back, just tries a last-ditch effort. And Jennifer, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw as a giant, like, wall of stone erupts, like, sideways from a pillar. But also, the cold fire is going to have to do it, too. And this is from the dude in Dead Last, who was just getting salty. Oh, okay, I'll tell you. The super sleek Team Coldfire guy does not succeed, and the wing of their dragon clips the edge of it, and they kind of go off. They're going to have disadvantage on the last leg for their roll.
Well, I got a 3.
Okay, you also clip it, so you guys are both going into your last leg. You and Team Coldfire are going to have disadvantage on... Now, Team Breath of Justice was far enough behind, and so is and the guy who casted it, so they're going to be able to go around it. So I need you're going to make your final acrobatics or athletics roll to loop around...
So I roll now with disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay. I am switching dice. I'm switching to a different one. It's probably going to fuck me, but we'll see.
I'll tell you, their roll's not great. It's not like the worst of the worst, but it's not great. It is beatable.
Don't patronize us.
That's an 8.
Tim, I can't help it. Pat, I patronize.
Oh, we're friends. We're friends.
8.
Unfortunately, they just... Okay, so you're going to come out of it. They are just ahead of you. They're coming out in first. You're coming out in second place.
Okay.
Tygan, are you in position to accept the baton?
I am. And when the leader, when I notice it's not my good friend, I would like to utter the phrase, stop. When the leader is within 60 feet of me, casting the hit spell command.
Okay. Wait, I'm the leader of the dragon?
Dragon. Let's say.
Oh.
Does that make sense, gang? What do you think? Yeah?
Probably. Otherwise, the leader just, like, stops. The dragon keeps going.
Yeah, they'll just, like, fly by and not hand off the baton. Either's good. Can you give me a save, please, friend?
What kind of save?
Wisdom.
Putting the dom in wisdom.
17?
You B-word.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so here's the deal. Tim, the baton has passed. Unfortunately... Team Coldfire just eked out. They're getting a +3 to their rolls in this. You're getting a +2.
Yay.
Team Breath of Justice gets a +1. Team Elevated Existence gets no bonus for these rolls.
I love Team Elevated Existence, though. It sounds like they all work at a dispensary together. That's so true.
They have a giant farm of psychedelic. Yeah. Yes.
Or they're like essential oils for like really,
ooh,
really witch
people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta have this oil. It's essential.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance. All right, I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings.
That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, so I grabbed the baton, Pat.
Right. So Tigan and the Lunar Dragon grab the baton, and you take off, and you're getting your low over the sea. And then, again, there's a series of horizontal logs suspended. Some high, the high ones you got to go over, the low ones you got to go under. So you're going to make over, how quick can you kind of go over, under, over, under, over, under? So I need you to also make me an athletics or an acrobatics check for this first segment, and then add a +2 bonus on top of that.
All right, so Tigan's flight style is very kind of animated, and it's sort of like he's helping Ciliarxis with his body weight, and like because he's wearing armor and stuff like that. Mm. So like he's getting up to kind of like when they need to, you know, leaning left, leaning right, like a motorcycle type thing. So that's what I do. Shit. 13. Oh wait, 15. Because I have +2.
Yeah, +2 plus whatever your other bonus is on top. Yep. You know, like whatever. Okay, so that's very good, and you maintain second place. Unfortunately, Team Coldfire is still in front of you in the next one, and you did an over. Now you're coming up on the under, and...
Can I cast light on the pillar in front of the first place person to try to blind them? And maybe they smash it and crumple like a smart car in a highway accident.
So light just happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
That just happens. So I'm going to say they're going to have to make... they're also casting a spell. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but...
Come on. Yeah, so you got to figure out what happens there, Chief.
They're going to make a constitution save to not kind of get thrown off. And they fail. All right, you do that. And you guys are just kind of leaving the way I'm rolling these other two teams. It's like the dice know. They're just getting left in the fucking... Your mirror... I was hoping for a little rivalry. The mirror party of y'all is just sucking bad with... I know. Elevated Existence doesn't really care because they're just, you know, enjoying the ride for what it is.
They're chilling.
Yeah, this is about a brand deal, so they're like, we need to make our turns right so they can see our Tide logo and things like that.
So they kind of get stalled. So you kind of catch up on your neck and neck. You're hitting the low, so you're kind of going under the water or partially somewhere in water. I need you to make me a constitution saving roll because that water right around the log is damn near frozen.
Oh no.
It's like a slushy.
Shit.
Oh, Pat.
Your racer company has been a little being naughty, casting little spells on the water.
Dirty 22.
Oh, you rascal. You feel like cold starts to bite at your skin, bite at the scales on Ciliarxis, but you burst through, so you don't have do not have disadvantage imposed on your
athletic. We look gorgeous. You can't really see, but I'm screaming. And so is Ciliarxis, like a high pitch, like you stepped on a bird's tail. Birds have tails, right? What do you call those things?
Yeah,
tail feathers.
You still need to make me your acrobatics or athletics check, but you just do it straight. Team Coldfire has to do it with disadvantage because of your light disorienting them.
Dirty 21, baby. We're rolling good now. We're rolling good now.
And they rolled... Oh, I just rolled 2 4s. Okay.
Yes!
So, you submerge. It's cold. You feel... Ooh, it's like...
The way we're getting our shot is that we're staying under the water longer and, like, taking a harder cut. But since... I was like, just push it! Push us, Ciliarxis! We can do this! And so we stay under the water longer and, you know, you have a better turn radius. We all know that.
I'm going to say you... burst upward through the air, and it's like beautiful. The boom in first, and now you're in first. Coldfire is in second.
Eat my shit.
Well, I'm gonna say they kind of caught up, so it's kind of you in first, and then the other two are kind of catching up. Now you got to go up and over the next one if you want to make me another athletic or acrobatics roll.
Okay.
So you're going up and over.
That is a 14, and I also want to stand on the back of my saddle and pull up the bow.
So you go over it clean. How that being said, they all are really moving and trying to pick up ground. Your mirror, she on Team Breath of Justice, comes up under the water and has her bow ready, and she fires a shot. Does a 14 hit your AC?
It does not.
Okay, it misses wide.
Neither of ours.
Okay. She was aiming for you, because it doesn't matter if she hits the dragon, doesn't it? It's not, a padded arrow is not going to do shit. It's trying to knock you off to disqualify you.
Hey, fuck off! But we should hang out later. What are you into? I like paintings!
Tim, I'm not going to flirt with you again. We tried that last week. And my poor bartender was left hanging, so, you know.
Yeah, since me and Celiarxis have such a deep bond, mm-hmm. He can look forward. And we kind of share senses, and I'm standing on the back of the saddle with my bow and, like, trying to cut off the person. Yep. And it's, like, basically me blocking them, and so they either have to choose to have, like, a worse path to pass me or an easier shot for me to shoot them.
Okay.
And I want to loose the frickin' shot.
At the whoever's closest?
Whoever's closest to me, my lord.
Okay.
That is a... 13, 15, and then a, what's my proficiency? What level are we? 5? So it's like 3, maybe?
Sure.
Maybe 18? Maybe?
Okay.
Anywhere between 15 and 18. What's that get me?
So Tygan, you're standing and you're going up, and it's kind of crazy because it's kind of like a roller coaster. You're like, whoa, up, because you're going up and over the road. Mm-hmm.
And my silver hair is flapping in between my face, and my long ass fingers are pulling back the bow.
And you time it just fucking perfectly, and you hit this rider square in the chest, and they weren't expecting it at all because they were focused. You know, they were like, he's not going to make that shot. He's focused. They're going up and over. Like, that's crazy, right?
And it's like right when we're going over top one, and I do a little hop. It, to get a little extra platform of air.
Dude slips, tumbles off his dragon, plummets into the waves below. Team Coldfire is disqualified.
Does
he die?
You got Team Breath of Justice and Team Elevated Existence, who have, in this last leg though, made up some ground, so they're not out of it yet. I need you to make me another, you're doing your second underneath the water, under the log, make me another acrobatics or athletics check, please.
Can I just get a praise God? Because I feel like with some dice, you have to work through it.
Yeah.
And when can I be honest here? Can I be vulnerable? When we first got our Grings Adventurers Dracona Arita dice, they rolled like shit for us. which makes sense, because it's not for us, it's for the fans. But I feel like we're vibing tonight. Me and my Dracona Arita rolling pretty good tonight. I got a natural 20, my friend.
Okay. It's kind of like competitive diving, where there's not even a splash when Tygan and Celiarxis hit the water. It's just kind of like a bloop, like, and it's out again. It's just so quick, so clean.
And I want to push off the log when we pass it, like that close, with my legs, which are impossibly long. Because again, I look like every villain from Revolutionary Girl Utena.
He's a yaoi man.
I'm a yaoi man.
The other two rolled well. Not as well as you. So you come up, you're in your last segment, and you're still in first. You have Team Breath of Justice. Your doppelganger is kind of closing the gap, is still behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And Elevated Existence is still hanging in there. They're still hanging in there. They're not, you know, they're. Do you want to do something to affect the race?
So, Pat, work with me here.
Mm-hmm.
My double. We're the same. It's not a non-zero chance they have syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes.
Okay.
So I have a spell called Cure Disease, and I just want to wing it at them. And, you know, maybe, and I know what you're saying. That's a touch spell. Shut up. It's a one shot. We're allowed to cheat. you know, to me, it's a win-win. Either A, they are like cured and they're shocked and they like, what? It's not itching anymore or whatever. Or B, they don't know it, but they think I tried to help them, but also maybe I dunked on them. So it's probably not a win-win situation, but that's what I'd like to do, Pat.
Okay, do you have to make a save?
I'm going to use 3 EP to cure a much higher version of it, and I don't know. I have no idea.
The higher version of syphilis. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Maybe the role would be, do they have any of these diseases?
Yeah, so you have to figure out in your... lore book, do they have a disease?
Mm-hmm.
Would they knowingly try to stop it? Like, maybe they love the herpes. What am I without my scars? I am my scars.
All right, I'm gonna roll a straight up d20. 11 up, they do not have any venereal disease. 10 and under, they do.
Are you telling me, Patrick, that Songs of Chaos does not deal with STDs in any way?
That's Pat's next Kickstarter.
big book of Dungeons and Dragons venereal diseases.
With illustrations.
We're roading past reputation.
That's like, I can no longer be on Darkest Days at Dale or go to KikliCon.
It's my new system, my new source book, Penicillin and Pharmacies. It's just,
yeah. Exactly.
So I did roll a 14, so I was like, she does not have any venereal disease. So, I mean, maybe you cure her feelings of, like, unfulfilled, like, issues of inadequacy or, like, self-esteem.
Yeah, maybe there's a little bit of we're wet and riding dragon in armor. Maybe there's some butt itch, maybe some foot itch.
Oh, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they don't wear full plate, but yeah, you're not, it's not comfy.
Yeah, so that's what I do. And heck, if it doesn't help me, I tried, but you know, I'm just a giver. What can I say?
She's going to try a page out of your book.
Cure my disease. Good luck.
No. and try to cast light off of the last, which is an over. I need you to make me a con save to see if you also get distracted by the light.
Okay. Do I get plus two still, or is that just for the...
No, not for this. I'm sorry. No, not for this part.
That's fine. 10.
You do get somewhat distracted. You're too proud of yourself because you feel like you're really clever with a cure disease. So make your last athletics or acrobatics, but you do get a plus two, but it is with disadvantage. So it's your athletics or acrobatics bonus plus two, but also with disadvantage. Last leg of your race.
All right. I just complimented you, Dice. Be good. Okay, that's a 3. Not so great. And that's cocked, but it doesn't matter. And a 19. That sucks. So that's just a 10.
Okay. Well, lucky for you, Breath of Justice rolled a 5, and they have a plus 3 to their athletics. That's an 8, and they have a plus 1 because they came out in third place. So they had a 9.
Let's go.
So you still come out barely in first place for the leg to hand it off. And it's Chizume is in position.
My goggles are on.
Yeah.
And I did figure out how the dragon wings works, because yes, it does give me wings, but because we can feel each other's feelings, I can use that to help guide, you know, between the two of us, we're able to discover the optimal flight path and the way our wings work.
Well, this one's less about flying, and you've got 4 targets set up.
Yeah.
That you need to either destroy completely or incapacitate in some way. So what's going to be different about this one is you can make like a straight up some kind of attack roll, you know, 0 EP breath weapon. You can do something creative. Make your rolls. What are you going to do for your first one?
For my first one. So, okay. Well, first of all, how close are the other two teams?
Your doppelganger is who you're racing against, is the other boy in the emerald, is pretty close behind you. And then there is a mystic dragon that's a little bit behind them.
So I say, Tiramon, let's go! And we zip off, and first one, we're just going to do a poison spore! And we hit it. Maybe. And do these things have, like, HP? I just have to hit it?
It's like, if you hit, it destroys.
Okay, so I rolled a 19. Oh, plus okay.
You're good, yeah. Both you and your doppelganger destroy your targets. The mystic one kind of misses the first time and has to do another, and they're kind of lagging, so you're on to the second one, you're ahead of them.
I kind of feel like we're their doppelgangers. They feel a little more put together.
Then, yeah, we're rascals.
You see suddenly this growth of vines burst out of the ground of your next target and almost like wrap around it like a protective shell. But you can do something too now too, before you attack it. You can do something to them or to like...
Yeah. I also do some roots, but these come out to grab the dragon's legs.
So the dragon should maybe make a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah, that's fine.
Unfortunately,
a dirty
20. Yeah. Yeah, but so you have vines shoot it, lash out and try to grab it, and it rears up and kind of just gets out of the way, and the kid shoots you this really dirty look like... That's not playing fair.
That's not the spirit of friendship at all.
I flip up a goggle. I'm like, tell it to the goggles, and put it back down.
Where's your goggle now?
Because you're disoriented, I rolled shit there. They missed their first hit. They have to do it again. They hit the second, but if you're gonna get a head start if you can hit yours.
Yeah.
I'm imposing though your DC because of the vines. It's gonna be your DC's gone up a little bit, but just make your Arcana check.
Damn, Arcana. It's an unfortunate thing to have to roll for this. that's a 6 total. Are any of us good at that?
Everyone misses. All 3 of you missed on your first one.
I'm good at Arcana.
You got 2 more targets to hit. You can do something if you want to hinder. They are hyper-focused on what they're doing because they're like, I'm going to win.
Can I instead do something to help my own dragon?
Yeah.
Be like, Terramon, can you still go on? I could still fight Shizumi.
And I can I can roll a persuasion or something if you want me to. Like.
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
That's a natural 20.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Terramon unleashes this like this breath weapon, and it's so huge and powerful. It does this thing where it like destroys the Patrick Brown with a third, and like a residual fire, like green fireball bursts off. I'm saying, and destroys your fourth target.
Oh, yeah!
On that, and you can just fly right past it.
That's gamer things to me.
As we fly right past it, We're zipping, we're doing like cool, like we're doing rolls, we're doing like all sorts of shit. And I'm like, Terramon, I'm right here with you. You're the best friend I've ever had, and you give me the strength of dragons. That's why. And they do like a sick like backflip, and it'd be like, that's why. And they do like a little like barrel roll. I'll fight with you till the end. You know, we're on anime time right now, so it doesn't matter that this takes longer than 6 seconds. Terramon's like, Shizumi, your light gives me power. We'll show them the true bond between a little boy and a dragon. Terramon, transform! And there's just like a big like flash. I didn't talk to Patrick about any of this. There's just a big flash of light. And there's like a big orb and like explosions, and you're like, how is Shizumi still riding this thing? How is he not dead? But it doesn't matter. Terramon is in more like a humanoid form where like 2/3 are legs, and then there's like the rest of the body, and it's just got like green like emerald like crystals coming off of all sides.
And they're twice as big as they used to be.
Twice as big. Like... That's underselling it. And you hear. Crystal Terramon! Anyway, whatever that gets me, you know.
that is amazing. And your new transformed Taiga, do you have any reaction as they come up to hand you the baton for the are you taking the final leg?
Who the fuck is that? I'm like making small talk, like, oh, you guys haven't run a leg yet? I did. I won.
I imagine with cheese maybe like screaming themselves hoarse.
What's that fucking noise? Pretty embarrassing. Is it whoever's writer is on their team? Oh, beans.
It's Shizumi's first time being an anime character, so he doesn't know that you're supposed to stop yelling after the transformation. But he's still just like,
I start screaming too, and as soon as I grab the baton, I would like to shoot light into Crystal Terramon. Which I assume will just refract into,
yes.
Into a prismatic way.
In the interest of time, it's so fucking effective. All the other people are so like thrown off. Riders fall off, and you have like a clear shot to the finish line.
Go me! Go me! We're like going slow, doing like donuts and shit.
Taiga and Ciliarxis get up and frolic. This big, giant, ancient ice dragon is honestly just kind of like. Like it's impressive. Just you get up there and
it wasn't even hard. I'll tell you, it wasn't even hard for me. At least. Yeah. I don't know about the rest of them. It wasn't hard.
Crowd's going nuts. It's crazy.
It was easy.
You all come back down to like this giant dais where you land on.
This is seawater, not sweat.
Chief Magistrate Selic is like, oh, that was amazing. That was one of the best races in years. That was phenomenal. That was guards. Put them under arrest.
What? No. This was dragon racing.
We know you're renegade scum.
We are a dragon racing team that came here in good faith, and we won. Are you saying you're going to take away?
Oh no, you're still the champions. That's fine, but we need you to come for some questioning because obviously we don't know you.
Fine. We're Team Emerald Dream. Let us just take a shower real quick. But yes, we are Team Emerald Dream or whatever they're called.
There is like the teams with 12 other dragon riders, and you might want to. So basically, they're like.
So many.
So the lines to the showers are long, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm sure there might be an explanation, but we're going to need you to come this way.
And
no! Bye! I try to run away.
You get encased in ice.
Yeah.
We should have blinded him with the emerald light.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
I should have cast the thing on that makes them lose their short-term memory.
No, we're not.
So you had a brief moment of absolute glory. You won this race in spectacular fashion. It was amazing. You are the current reigning champions of the Ridgefall Relay. Normally, fame and riches would be yours. However,
I knew we shouldn't have won.
You get the impression maybe they just wanted to see what would happen if they let you race out of morbid curiosity. But
it's a bit.
And then we kicked ass.
Yeah. And maybe they would let you go if you'd lost and sucked. But they were like, no, how dare these outsiders that are obviously not one of us.
And we embarrassed them.
Yes.
Yeah, we
you embarrassed
we
them.
Fucking spanked their booties.
Yeah, we skunked them.
So they take you all to kind of an enclosed space that fits your dragons and you all. And it's not, it's like a ceiling. It's like a grated courtyard with like a big grate over the top to keep the dragons from flying out. And there's like a courtyard area, and they gesture to some... they're not jail cells per se, but they're not like suites at the Ritz either, right? They're kind of like, you all go over there, wait till we have talk to you. You're going to sleep there tonight. We will bring you food. They do bring you food.
What did we do even?
Yeah, what crime have we been accused of?
I believe it's not illegal to be awesome.
There's like a sergeant at arms, like, all dragon riders on this continent are supposed to be part of the order. Renegades are a danger
we're
to us.
We're not from here, baby.
We're just visiting.
Yeah, we're on vacation.
But you're here now.
Are we imprisoned with our dragons, or are they like chained up outside or something?
It's in the same complex. But there's like rooms that are you've kind of been pushed up, put off to the side. And if you want to talk or do anything, you're basically, they kind of lock the gates. You all have detect magic as like a free action. You can just sense magic. That's part of the world lore. And you can just sense other dragon cores. You sense a lot of magic around this place. And you also sense a ton of dragons. Like you can feel, it's called their core. It's like their magic. You can feel just around. Like,
am I still like close enough to see and feel what's in my dragon's heart and eyes?
Sense sharing?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, yeah. What is Terramon see right now?
It looks like Terramon's just a guy now. That's interesting. He's just a big dude.
Sexy guy.
It was the evolution chain is normal guy, Terramon, Crystal Terramon. Brian is who he's right now.
Brian!
You have beds. Again, not the best, not the worst.
I think it's just like very bare bones.
Yeah.
Like, they give you like a hunk of hard bread and like a hard piece of cheese.
Because they give you each like a half a goblet of wine.
Oh, okay, that's pretty nice.
This rules.
And like half a steak, but it's like, it's well done.
Ew, gross.
And it's a lot of fat in it.
There's no, they didn't even give us ketchup. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck you, Tim. How dare you?
The idea of you're like a snotty, like fancy boy who only eats steak or ketchup is very funny.
Who am I referencing? Donald Trump.
Unless anyone has anything they want to address with each other, we're going to cut to you've fallen asleep.
No, we kind of figured out that Terramon's a guy now. Susan and what's her fut's his name still here?
He's still in the dragon section, like chained up.
I'm a guy.
I'm here with the other guys.
Just like throw him like dragon slop. He's like, hey, I'm kind of a quinoa dude over here.
It's an entire rack of lamb. It's an entire lamb.
Yeah. just a live
hold
lamb.
A fork and knife, like, okay. Is Susan and what's her name here? Or?
Right, you're called. Or they're on the boat
they
still.
They are. Like, I got captured earlier. No, I think we did good. Maybe the murder of our mentor will move their hearts, and maybe they'll know something about murders afoot. So this is probably a quick way to talk to the magistrate.
Yeah, I mean, they're not treating us horribly. I mean, you know, they gave us this pretty bad state.
Hey, but I can't drink this wine.
I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll split it.
We'll split it.
I didn't say that. They did bring choose my wine.
They, don't understand what his deal is.
But it's in a sippy cup. But right side, we don't have to pay for an inn tonight. And it seemed packed as heck out there. So this is a win-win.
At some point in the middle of the dead of night, when you would really be hitting that REM, that REM sleep, that good, good rest, you hear shouting, you hear yelling.
Wait for a minute.
And waking up, you see guards running into this whole big complex, and they're undoing the shackles around your dragons, and they're running towards you, too. And they're unlocking the grated doors, and they're saying, Riders, you must help us.
Now you want us.
Isn't that convenient?
Out of jail. Huh.
Okay.
Look, I get the irony that we imprisoned you and after you won the tournament, and now we're asking for help. It's fucked up. I get it. But all the other...
This cup was only half full of wine. It's sad.
Listen to me. All the other riders are dead.
Whoa, what?
Bring me my goggles!
quadruple the prize winnings, and we'll talk.
Honestly, it is a matter of your own life or death, because they will come for you. There are worm cloaks in the city. You would know. Worm cloaks are the derogatory term given to members of a cult called the Shroud. They worship dragons, but they also drink dragon blood to give them powers. But they also kill dragons that don't align, that don't agree to their ethos. And they wear these cloaks made from their scales. The color of the scales on the cloak they're wearing grant them immunity to the powers of those types of dragons.
I don't have to worry about that because Brian just looks like a guy.
They'll never suspect.
Fine. 3 times the winning.
So please take to the skies, defend the city.
I guess.
I mean, technically, we should probably.
There's much glory to be had. There's no one else that can do it.
I'm gonna jump on Brian's back, piggyback, tickle his nose with a feather, and he just sneezes back into Paramon.
Are you getting up high?
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely.
Not if that's bad.
No, you're fine. You do it, and I need all 3 of you, though, to make me dexterity saving throws. As a burst of ice, hits you all.
You said it wasn't bad!
Natural 20, my good friend.
My Lord.
Dirty 20.
I got a 9.
Penelope, this burst of cold hits you and hits Oberon, and it hurts. And both of you each take 6 cold damage.
Okay.
Tygon and Chizumei just barely managed to get out of the way in time. And wheeling around, you see plate armor is almost never unheard of. It's very rare in Dragon Rider because you need to be agile and move. But you see in a, not a full plate, but a breastplate, right? Some pauldrons, arms kind of, nothing on legs. This big helm with these curled, they look like icicles, but they're curled horns.
Ooh.
It is the Chief Magistrate Selic, who was warm when he first greeted you and then had you arrested, riding Frolok, his ancient great ice dragon. And he says, "You're the whelps of Hester, aren't you?"
How did you know that?
"I'm changing things here. Like Hester, I am sick of the bureaucracy and the politics, and I am making my move to fix all the problems. No longer will people suffer because the order chooses to intervene or not. So I gathered the greatest riders in the land."
Oh, he's really talking, isn't he?
"The greatest riders in the land for the race, and then removed them from the playing board. I thought Hester would share my vision. He too abhorred the failings and the flaws in the current system. And when I went to speak with him about it, I was stunned. He didn't want to join me."
He was already dead.
"I found him murdered, and I'd like to join you."
Yeah, Penelope, I was like, no.
Yes,
no.
What? What's...
No, I think that he... I think we're looking at the very person.
He's
that
talking,
became...
shush.
"It hurt me gravely, but I could see his years in the wilds had blinded him to the truth. And I knew If he wasn't with me, he would move against me, and so I had to remove him from the board.
Wait, you killed him?
Yes, that's where I'm going with this. Have you not been paying attention? He looks to Shuzume and tells me, I feel like it's been very obvious from my tone in this monologue. I am...
What? We're all just realizing this.
I gotta be honest, bro. What's been obvious?
Shuzume still hasn't figured it out, actually.
Damn you. I killed your master and the father figure that you loved.
One more time. Okay, like, all right, science talk. Let's in English, please. Jesus.
And with that roll initiative.
Ah, yeah.
I'll kill you.
Freak this guy.
Oh, finally I roll not as good. That is a freaking, just a 5 for me, for a Tigan.
I got an 18.
I got an 18.
Nice roll.
So, Penelope, you're choosing me. Who wants to go first?
You can go first.
Okay.
And Frolic is literally more than 2 times the size of any one of your dragons.
It's not size okay. Don't matter, buddy.
So you are high, 100 feet above the city, and it's the middle of night, and this giant ice dragon is squaring off, and you're about to have this bloody dance in the air as you all take your positions and engage in battle. Penelope and Oberon, what do you do?
Well, number one, I would like to cast Mindskip on Selic.
Okay.
So he needs to do a wisdom save.
Okay. 13?
I think my spell save is...
14, I think it is.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
So the creature stares blankly into the distance until the start of my next turn.
Oh, Jesus!
Pat, do you like that? If you needed a good
excuse. I was like wanting to use that one so bad.
He does. Okay, so Selig just kind of goes limp. I should mention, he just kind of like stops mid-sentence. I like the idea that you do that. He hadn't finished the monologue.
Yes!
And you're like, I've had enough. And you're just like, I've had enough of you. Penelope's just like, hush. Like,
yeah. I go, shh. And then I cast it. And then he's just like, bleh. Drool.
Do you have any movement or bonus actions that you want to take?
Because it's either like you do something or your dragon does something, basically, right?
You get one action and one bonus action
okay. Between
you and one reaction per round. And then the movement, yeah, basically it's one movement because you're riding. But
yeah, that makes sense.
If you were off, you'd split the movement if you wanted to. But yeah, so.
So I think that I would actually use my movement to kind of fly further away, actually.
Okay.
Smart.
Because a lot of my stuff is distance.
Got
so
it.
I don't want to be right up on there.
Excellent. Chisme.
Since the act of evolving doesn't give me any sort of gameplay advantage, would you say that it could be done as a free action?
Sure, you evolve. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to DMing Box.
This is the it's the fast version of it, though, because there's not enough, you know, it's to save money. We don't animate as much.
Mm.
But it's a real, like, it's real quick evolve. Crystal Terrama.
Yada, yada.
To do the explosions that happen, I throw all 4 of my seeds. I have emerald seeds that can explode. Now, do they all do separate damage?
I think in the way it's written, you're only supposed to throw one. Because we're having fun here, you throw all 4, and they all...
It does say you can
ahead.
Only throw a single.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I will.
But we're real mad. And yeah. I don't know if you noticed...
He kills our mentor.
Yeah, and I don't know if you notice he's a crystal tarragon now.
Yeah,
what his name
so it's
is.
A yeah. different. It's different. See, now that you've let me do it, it does have a gameplay advantage. You see how this works?
I got you!
Okay, yeah.
I love this.
This is just one of many times that me not being able to read has helped me out. I throw all 4 seeds. So is that 4 separate dexterity saving throws? Or are you just going to do it?
Yeah, we're going to say yes.
All right, not for me.
Fail. 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 Fail.
No!
That was a 9, a 5, a 5, a 3.
Do you want to retcon let me do that? Because that's now 8d10 worse damage.
No, go nuts, player. We're also in overtime on time of the show, so I got it. I love this. Yes. I love fast combat. Let's go.
Keep track. We got a 7.
Yeah.
We got a 2, so we're at a 9. We got 10. 19, 25, 35.
I love this This, like, very powerful, storied veteran dragon rider and dragon who have fought, like, wars and swarms of scourge.
53!
And then this precocious little shit throws a handful of seeds at them, and it's, like, the most single damage they've ever received.
Pocket sand!
61!
Shut the fuck up!
You've probably seen him do it before, but you're like, what is he doing, Penelope and Tygon? And you see Chismy just throw, and it looks like four like acorns, like plant seeds, but they hit like two of them hit the dragon and two of them hit Selic, and you see like these green fire explosions and they're shrieks of pain. Jennifer, is there anything in the, I gotta look, that doesn't shake him out of his days at all or anything, or
that's a good question. Let me check.
Yeah, he can't even shut his eyes.
While affected in this way, the creature is incapacitated, has a speed of zero. Each time an affected creature takes damage, it may immediately reattempt its save.
Okay, so I can make another save.
Yeah.
But that was 61 points of damage.
That's a lot.
I think that's a fair trade.
Yeah, each seed is a set. You'd get like four chances to save then.
That's a 15. You said 14 to spell save. So
yeah,
taking 61 points of damage shakes Selic out.
Imagine just chilling and all of a sudden you take 61 points of damage.
Yeah.
Ow.
We're saying like half his helmet was blown off, or like so it's like just like horns gone and it's just like still kind of balanced on his head.
And to him, he was like just doing a monologue and the next thing he knows, he's getting his ass kicked.
What rhymes with tyranny? Ouch.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, sure.
What? And he draws and he sees this little shit in front of him who just threw seeds at him that hurt more than anything he's ever experienced. And he draws.
I'm only 12 years old.
He's got this wicked looking hook sword. So it's like the blade of the sword like curls back on the end of the U and it's ice blue. And he comes forward and he.
Get him!
And it's very long. Like it is. Like 5 feet long, the blade, because again, a rider blade is like big and like it shouldn't be able to hold because he's a rider. And
does he know this is assaulting a minor?
You're gonna get canceled.
Sometimes you should be allowed to punch kids.
Does a 15 hit your AC?
I don't think it does. It does. It totally does. Yeah. You know what it was? The 38 of my HP was close enough to the armor for me to just like my brain to just be like, that makes sense.
I was like, maybe that's it.
I'm a god now.
You take 8 slashing damage and 5 cold damage.
Yeah, that's stuff.
And then as a bonus action, Frolok is gonna shoot another burst of. I need Penelope and Tygon and to make me dexterity saves.
I'm so bad at dexterity.
Oh, I didn't react to that damage, but Terramon said ow.
14, my friend.
19.
Penelope, no damage. Tygon, you take 8 cold damage.
Ow.
And it's your turn, Tygon.
Okay, buddy. As a bonus action, I would like to make this guy my vow of enmity.
Nice.
Which gives me advantage, and then I kind of dig my hands, scratching in a nice way, but into Ciliarx's scales on the back of their neck. I'm like, all right, this one's for all the marbles, babe. Let's go. And I'm gonna do Lunar Shock. And I make a ranged power attack against the target. And I have advantage because it's my vow.
Hell yeah.
That is, I don't know what it is, but it's, it's somewhere in the low 20s. Like 22?
Oh, yeah.
How many EP do I have again? Is it?
You got plenty. You guys are resting. You are okay. It's called cleansing and forging is the process where the human needs to replenish the core. That's where like the symbiotic relationship comes in. Pretty neat, where the human needs to concentrate on the bond and they can kind of filter out like impurities from the magic, and the dragon can't do that for themselves.
Yeah, so I'm gonna use 3 EP, which gives me a total of 4d6.
Okay,
but Pat, you clearly said it's the middle of the night. Is the moon visible?
The moon is out. Your lunar dragon is.
Oh shit!
Ciliarxis is juicing.
Yeah, wings unfold. You see like more of the veins and the membranes, and they just absolutely shoot a Bahamut style laser beam upon them. going to go to google.com and do rule 5d6.
I want those lasers to hit the crystals.
That is 20, I think, radiant style damage.
Yeah.
It just shoots a beam on them. And I can also shoot this from like 130 feet away.
Oh my god.
This beam, and this light, and it's supercharged because the moon is out and you are just, this is in your element. And it's like, dude fucked up picking a fight with a lunar dragon in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
He really did. Yeah.
Just because I'm rare.
Not only did they take 20 damage, his sword shatters and is gone. And Penelope, you just saw this all go down. And he's pissed.
Oh, fuck.
Apparently, Hester has been training y'all well.
No one fucks with Hester. I say, no one can hear me because it's like super windy. It's like that scene from Shazam. You guys remember that scene?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I love that movie.
I think that I would like to have my dragon do an attack.
Do it.
Okay, I'm going to just do Psychic Bolt. And so, and the dragon's EP is like totally separate from, they have their own pool they're pulling from, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, I would like to use 3 EP because my psychic bolt is 0, but I can, you know, increase my psychic damage I do with it. Yeah, so basically I can still shoot this from as far back as I am because I get an additional 30 feet for every EP that I spend. So I can basically be 120 feet away.
Yeah, so the 12-year-old is right on the dragon and the two adults are like...
we're
in a different zip code.
Yeah, we're 120 feet.
I can't see him. I hope he's, that little tyke is doing well. I'm so proud of him.
And then I have a question. It says make a ranged power attack. What is that like?
It's like a ranged spell attack, like a +6. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. 16.
Are you aiming for the dude or dragon or?
Yeah, I'm gonna aim for the dude.
I always aim for the dude.
That just hits.
So now I get to roll 4d6 psychic damage. 9 psychic damage. What the fuck?
Okay.
I got 2 3s, 2 and 1.
He goes, with that 9 psychic damage, he is going to... I rolled a 1. I was rolling to see if he holds on to his saddle. He falls off, and he plummets in the most... this asshole, in the most unceremonious, he splatters on the ground.
Oh, gross!
And with that... his big dragon is just forlorn and sad and lets out a wail.
Hey, join us, bud. We don't suck, bud.
And flies off into the night.
Oh, no, I do feel bad about it.
Hey, we have a Starbucks gift card we got for winning. We have $47 in savings bonds for winnings you can have. Okay.
And you've avenged your master.
Yes.
Let's go. Hey. Let's get drunk. You're driving us back, Shizume. Okay.
That's right.
You are going to have to, like, in epilogue, clean out the, like, cultists that are, like, roving through the city and had murdered a bunch of the other riders and stuff, you know? There is still mayhem, a lot of mayhem, but, you know, you take care of it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, like, his body falling to the ground makes us finally look down, like, we did it! Oh,
there's some shit going on.
I like to imagine, Naharine got over her food, and Susan got over their food poisoning, and you go back down, and there's just, like, a pile of the Wormcloak bodies, and she's like, took you long enough.
Yeah, she's, like, fully covered in blood.
That's
like,
awesome.
She, like, wipes her eyes with the blood and says that.
As soon as you tell Chizumi that he has to be the designated driver, Chizumi and Terramon both dematerialize. This was Chizumi was the subject of an isekai. He's not actually from this world. Now having fulfilled his mission, he's gone. And you have to clean it up on your own.
Okay.
No!
What just happened?
So, were you still a child? Or were
yeah,
you like
I was,
a full
I'm
adult?
A little boy. I still don't get horny.
He really was a little
no, boy. It was a 40-year-old guy in a 12-year-old's body, like all weird isekais are now.
That time I got reincarnated as a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anime is back. Thank you so much, Pat, for DMing,
yes,
stepping up.
Yes, this was really fun.
Thank you so much, Wider Path Games, for allowing us to do this activation. But as we said last week, we typically mostly work with our friends, and regardless of whatever. We'd rather work with a bud over money any goddamn day. That being said, why not both, baby? The Kickstarter link is in the description of this episode. If this sounds cool to you, head on over there. Click the link. If you use that link, then we will get a kissy affiliate link style, hashtag ad and so forth. You know, you might think it's neat. You might not, but check it out. I think it sounds cool to me. I don't know. Whatever. I'm biased, obviously. Pat, tell us where people can find you online.
I am at the Pat Edwards, thepatedwards.com. Everywhere you can find my TTRPG projects like this one that I've worked on, or my novel series Space Tripping, which is comedic sci-fi. But I got, again, just one last thing on there is, yeah, if that sounded like a lot of fun we're doing and you're still not 100% sure what this is, again, in 30 seconds, The Songs of Chaos are a fun, epic novels, fantasy novel series written by Michael Miller that are about dragon riders fighting off threats to the world. They're a lot of fun. Wider Path Games has adapted that, and I helped write on the project, into a 5th edition source book where you can play as one of these dragon riders with a whole unique set of powers with you as the humanoid and your dragon. It's a ton of fun. Go check it out. Kickstarter. Be a dragon rider.
Yeah.
It's fun as hell.
Cool. Well, on our end, we're running a little long, so unless there's any specific plugs coming up this week, I think we'll just end the episode.
Sick.
Sounds good.
Cool. All right. Love you guys. Keep on being dicey. What the fuck did you say?
Keep it scaly.
Keep it scaly.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itsinis. I'm Kyler Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.